Okay, and finally, as for the exercise question, the one from the student who was suffering from pain and pins and needles with the foot and the podiatrist and the chiropractor, I wish you could hear from Daniel directly, but with various constraints, I'm just going to relay what he shared with me, and that will have to do for now. But we will get a lot more of Daniel moving forward because, as you know, we're going to be putting together more exercise videos and have more conversations in the coming months. But in the meantime, Daniel says that it's very important for you to see a physical therapist and find out what your lines are, what your medius lines are like, your lateral lines, your frontal lines, and your back lines. And there's a test called the Bunkie's test, and that will help determine that, and also will help determine whether there's a block and if that block is muscular or if it's neural. And also it will help determine your range of motion. So if you're tight, are you tight on the inner or the inside or the outside? And Daniel said that most likely your podiatrist would have checked out some of these things, but maybe not all of them, with the heel strike and the toe strike. Hopefully that will make sense to you, but this is not my language. This is the language of somebody who really, really knows the physical therapy side of the body, which is not my strength. I never like to speak to things that aren't my strength. So again, I'm just relaying this from Daniel. But a few points he wanted to remind everybody of that I thought were really cool is that if you have wrong technique or wrong posture, you will always have pain. So if there's pain, there's wrong technique and wrong posture. If there's wrong posture or wrong technique, you're going to compensate in some way. So something is going to have to overcompensate, which is eventually going to lead to pain. That's why it's so important to get the movement right. That's why it's so important to work with someone always who knows how to move, who gets things right, because that little bit of compensation down the line can turn into a big problem. So pain with exercise is always wrong posture and wrong technique. Something is not right with the movement. And another little truism he threw out is feel what you're working, don't work what you feel you're working. So that all has to do with the but we must be doing things right, which is why if you do take on a trainer, if you develop pain, the movement must be wrong because they're not paying close enough attention to where you may be compensating or not moving correctly, or the technique may not be right. If somebody's going to work with you to develop your strength, your body, your posture, your flexibility, your range of motion, all of these things, they've got to know all the most minute nuances of how the body should move and work, and they can't just be half-baked with that. So if you're going to work with somebody, you really want to make sure you're not just going to the local gym and taking on somebody who has some very mediocre or basic certification in something. They need to have a lot of experience and huge amount of education, and they need to really be paying close attention to you and not be distracted. It's huge amount of qualities, not a huge number of qualities you need to be looking for in such a person, because it's really critical. If you mess up your body and you through poor movement and you have pain, then you're out of commission. Then you're looking at weeks of recovery, sometimes more. Sometimes it turns into something surgical, or you cannot risk that. Rather be more cautious and don't do it than do it and injure yourself. But best case scenario, you do it with somebody who really knows what they're doing, and you can really develop your body. You wake up dormancy, you strengthen yourself beyond your wildest imaginings. So that's really what we're going for, and that's what I am aiming to bring you more of, because it's so critical. I said it before in the training video, cleansing without training to this in this way is, it's interesting, but it's it doesn't take you all the way. It takes you part of the way. Training without cleansing, deep tissue cleansing, and working on the internal living system isn't really that interesting in the end either. So it's like on their own, they're a little bit interesting. Okay, they're powerful, they're compelling. You'll have people shout from the rooftops about them. But once you put them together, they're not that interesting on their own anymore. They're like, okay, that's cool. That's good. They're interesting, but they're not mind-blowing. And you get to a point where, you know, your body becomes snobbier as you eat cleaner. You're also your what interests you, what you find wow in, it becomes a lot snobbier too, because once you start to see real human potential, real physical the life force potential in the human body rushing through it and strengthening it and centropically evolving, it takes a lot to impress you, because that is really impressive. So, okay, on that note, I will leave you guys for now, and we will move into the fourth quarter. So I hope you stay inspired, excited, and filled with primal power as it increases in great abundance within you. So much love always. Okay, bye for now.